Even during the off-season, there are things you can be doing to improve your golf game. Bree Robinson is a certified fitness trainer at Tulsa Spine and Rehab and joins us today to talk about some specific training classes offered at the clinic. What can golfers be working on during the off-season, Bree?
I mean, these things are not only going to be great for these people on the off-season, but they're going to be good for them year-round. These classes are really focusing on just some more rotation in the spine and some more extension in the shoulder area and the upper back, really working on your hip stability and mobility as well, and then a lot of core work. So, you know, you might not necessarily think that these things are just for golfers either. They can be really for anybody and everybody. I mean, anybody who is going to be sitting at a desk all day or doesn't get much movement throughout the day, these are going to be great classes and training sessions for them, just because everybody's going to need to be strengthening those hips and those glutes and places that we use quite often, but yet can be quite weak. And when they get weak, that's when they can lead to injury.
How do you figure out what area to focus on?
We can kind of do screenings on people, and what these screenings do is we take them individually and we put them through a series of tests, you could say. And these are the tests that are provided to us by TPI, and that stands for Titleist Performance Institute. And they can tell us exactly by doing these certain exercises where your weaknesses are and where you might be able to make improvements. So they might tell us you're weak in this area because you are just not as flexible as you need to be, or you're not as strong as you need to be. You know, so depending upon strength or mobility, that kind of tells us what direction to go and on what body parts and how we can kind of narrow that down to that individual.
You ever get golfers in there who are surprised to learn? They may think they know what the problem is, but you tell them, no, actually, it's this over here.
Very much so. You know, you've got to remember everything is connected. So it could be something that's completely in another affected area that comes back and kind of everything compensates. So then that equals out to where, you know, you're swinging in this direction because of something that you're not even necessarily thinking about.
Talk a little bit about the Titleist Performance Institute. You referenced them, and that's a tie that you guys have there. How does that come about, and why is that important?
The Titleist Performance Institute, you can get certified in multiple different areas. Sean and Ryan and myself are all certified. They are on the medical side and on the junior side as well, and then I am on the fitness side. So they're kind of broken down into different categories and different specialties, and then you can get certified up to 3 levels on each. And so, like I said, it kind of takes you in different areas of the golf-specific training. So they can focus more on it, whether you're in the medical side, and then can break it down from there. And I do the same on the fitness side as well. But they give us the same screenings, and they take us through the same things that the pros go through.
So say someone comes in, and let's just, for example, say they need to be working on their core. I mean, you've gone through the process that you've described, and we're going to focus on the core muscles. How long might the process take? How many visits? Sort of what's the experience like?
I mean, that's going to be so person to person, and I kind of tell that to everybody. You know, everybody's body is going to react differently, and it kind of depends on where your starting point is, and it also kind of depends on how much time outside of the clinic that you're willing to put in. You know, I kind of tell people, I have 1 hour with you, you have 23 others that you can kind of make it or break it. So they can kind of, we tell them obviously what to do and what to continue on in their home programs, you know, to keep up a little bit easier when they come back for the second time. Maybe they'll be a little stronger, get to that goal faster.
Should they come expecting to go through a workout process?
Yes, exactly. And these workouts are going to be a lot different than what typically people think of when they think workout. They think I'm going to come in and just be cardio, sweat, and, you know, be completely out of breath by the time they leave. Whereas these, you are going to work out, you are going to make, you know, build up a good sweat, but it's going to be a completely different type of workout. You're going to be stretching these muscles. You're going to be doing more static holds. So those muscles are going to be working just in a totally different way than most people are used to.
And I would imagine that this is good for golfers of all ages.
It is. Yes. It's going to be great for all ages. And obviously the sooner that you start these things, the less likelihood of you having an issue down the road.
If you're looking to improve your game, now is the time to get to work. Contact Bree and the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab and be sure to ask about the Swing Fit program, 918-743-3737.